eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week from November 17th to 24th.
We are ready. The entire Ulta Beauty store is glistening from top to bottom, aisle upon aisle of dazzling gifts with color, shimmer, and beauty deals everywhere. Your best Black Friday is here. Rush to Ulta Beauty for the hottest beauty busters, only available on Black Friday. There's only one place with amazing gifts like Philosophy bath gels for under $15 and holiday-ready gifts like the Tarte Eye and Cheek Set and the Best of Clinique Set for 50% off. Hurry in to bring the beauty all season long. These deals won't last. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in.
Well, it will be Mount Sinai basketball to start this final period as they lead 49-39. The Bombers were able to increase the lead to double digits after Luke Dibble hit two or three free throws with 1.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Peters takes an inbound pass, brings it into the front court, throws it to Bashirs in the left corner. Bashirs dribbles out toward the wing, gives it up to Dibble on the right side. Finds Peters on the left side. Peters drills up between the circles. Now goes back to the left side. Gives it to Bashirs in the left corner. His three-pointer is up. Good! Hunter Bashirs with 5 points on the night. 52-39, Bombers leading it. We are 30 seconds into this final period. Here's Flores into the front court, giving it to Norberg. Over to Sorrells. Now to Lashley on the left wing. Down the corner to Norberg. Now ball goes to Stewart on the left wing. He's dribbling towards the paint. Now kicks out to Sorrells on the right wing. He's three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound by Stewart. He's going to drill out, back out to the wing and set back up for Asylum Springs. He throws up top to Sorrells. Sorrells, he has between the circles to reset the offense. Mounts it home in a man-to-man. Sorrells finds a cutting Lashley into the paint. His reverse layup, no good, but a late foul call on Mountain Home, I think. Wow, that was, you couldn't have seen a later call than that. 6:58 left to play in the game. That foul is on Luke Dibble. It's his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. Okay, I guess they're going to say that foul was after the shot. No wonder it was so late. They're not going to call a foul on the shot, so it's going to be Mountain Homes it's going to be Silent Springs basketball on the baseline. I thought he was about to shoot free throws, but that's not the case. Norberger will inbound it under the basket. Gets into Stewart, who quickly pulls up for three in the corner. Good. Jordan Stewart with 9 points, all from behind the arc, and it is a 10-point lead for Mountain Home. 52-42 is the score. Peters with the ball. He's being double-teamed. Now gives it to Dibble. Tries to find Waymire. He can't handle the pass, but Bashir's able to control it. Now Cresselius down the corner. Back to Bashir's on the left wing. Once again with Cresselius. He picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Almost had the ball knocked away, but Peters is able to keep possession for the Bombers. 6:24 left in the game. It's a 10-point lead for the Bombers.
Free.
Hi, I'm Bobby Edwards, creator of the fabulous Squatty Potty. My mom was struggling with regular bowel movements.
Hello?
When her doctor recommended she squat when going number two.
It's true.
So we designed the Squatty Potty. It puts you in a perfect squat, aligns the colon, and makes elimination easier.
It's like unkinking your garden hose.
The Squatty Potty really works. It has millions of users, and it's only $25.
And that's super cheap. Plus, save 20% when you go to squattypotty.com/bob.
So, get your butt to squattypotty.com today.
Get ready to door bust. Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday door busters are here. This Friday through Wednesday, you can shop insane pre-Black Friday deals on the brands you want most. Come early for door busters like an LG 4K TV, Xbox One, Samsung Galaxy Phone, and Beats by Dre headphones for crazy low weekly payments. But you better hurry before the best door busters are gone. Only at Rent-A-Center. Big brands, small payments. Rental purchase lease transaction. Participating locations only. See manager for details.
Waymire just rushed that shot. He had a wide-open look, just went up a little too strong with it. 5:47 left to play in the game. That foul is on Jordan Stewart, his first personal foul, team foul number four against Salem Springs. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line for a pair. First shot rolls around and goes in. He's now in double figures with 10 points. One more free throw coming up for Luke Cruz. He is two of three from the charity stripe so far. Make it three of four as he gets the second one here. He now has 11. 54-42, Bombers leading it. Flores into the front court for the Panthers. Gives it to Lashley, up top to Sorrells. Over on the right side to Perkins. Back up top to Sorrells. He's hanging down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Flores in the wing. His layup is up. right over Waymire and good. Diego Flores with a good concentration to get that layup. It is a 10-point lead once again for the Bombers, 54-44. Our score, less than a little over 5 minutes left to play in the game. Here is Benton with it between the circles. Throws it to Cruz on the left wing. Now Cruz goes to Peters, over to Benton on the right side. Benton dribbles towards the elbow, kicks up top to Bashirs, over to Peters on the left wing. Peters dribbles up to the top, picks up his dribble, throws it to Benton on the left side, and now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:57 left to play in the game. Mountain Home on top of Siloam Springs, 54-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Well, Mountain Home with just one timeout left after they took that timeout there, is they have a full timeout left, no 30s. Siloam Springs has two full timeouts left, 1 30-second timeout remaining. 4:57 left to play in the game. Mountain Home with the ball leading 54-44. It will be Bashir's inbounding on the near sideline. He gets into Benton. And now ball goes over to Peters on the right side. Peters dribbles up between the circles. Now over on the left wing, he goes down into the paint, going into the lane for the layup. No, off the glass, no good. Are they going to call? They're going to call a blocking foul, though, on Siloam Springs, much to the dismay of the Panther crowd. And it will be Colton Peters at the free throw line for a pair. 4:43 left to play in the game. That foul is on Jacob Wakefield, his third personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Panthers here in the second half. So Colton Peters at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 6 points so far this evening. First free throw for Peters. Good. Coming into the game for Siloam Springs is Thad Wright, as Jordan Stewart will head to the bench. Second free throw coming up for Colton Peters. Second shot rolls around, does not go. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Siloam Springs, and it will be Mountain Home basketball under their own basket. So Colton Peters, 1-2 on that trip. He now has 7 points. 55-44, Bombers leading as they inbound it. Bashirs gets into Benton. Up top to Peters. He dribbles towards the free throw line. Now kicks over to Bashirs on the left wing. Now up top to Cruz. Cruz going into the lane. Finds Waymire. And looks like an offensive foul is going to be called. Cruz just got a little too out of control and was called for the charge. That is his third personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home here in the second half. 4:32 left to play in the game as the Bombers turn it over. Perkins into the front court for Siloam Springs. He'll throw it to Everett. Everett's going down towards lane. He finds a cutting Wakefield. His shot is blocked, but also draws a lot of contact, and he'll head to the charity stripe. I think they're going to get Waymire with that foul. That is David Waymire's first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. 4:20 left to play in the game, as it will be a two-shot opportunity for Jacob Wakefield. He's so far 1-of-3 from the free throw line with 6 points. First free throw here, rolls around and does not go. So he won't be able to make it a single-digit lead for Mountain Home. He can cut it to 10 with the second free throw, and he does. Coming into the game for Siloam Springs, Marquand Sorrells, as he replaces Sam Everett. Again, 4:20 left on the clock. It is a 10-point lead for Mountain Home, 55-45. Siloam Springs going with his own press. Here's Benton giving it to Bashirs, over to Peters. Back over to Bashirs, down to the front court to Cruz, back over to Benton now. He has it at the free throw line, throwing it to Peters, back over to Benton. He has it on the left wing, now dribbles up toward the top, going down into lane. For the layup, I think they're going to call a foul well before the shot, though, with 4:02 left to play in the game. Foul is on Jacob Wakefield. That's his fourth personal foul, team foul number 6 against Siloam Springs. So that's the last foul they had to give. The next one will put Mount Home in the bonus. Waymire takes an inbound pass, goes up for the layup. He can't get it to go, and Siloam Springs gets the rebound. Here's Flores back the other way, going up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Wakefield, but he loses the handle of the ball. Ball is scrambled for it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by, or are they going to call a foul? They're going to call a foul on Solemn Springs. That is on Murphy Perkins, his second personal foul, team foul number 7 against Solemn Springs. So that is a 1-1 opportunity for the Bombers. I didn't see what happened. My vantage point, I couldn't tell what exactly happened there. But it is going to be a 1-1 coming up for the Bombers with 3:49 left as they lead 55-45. It will be Talon Benton at the charity stripe. So far, well, this will be his first free throw attempt of the night. He's got 9 points so far this evening. So Talon Benton for the 1-1. His first shot, no good, misses the front end. Waymire looks like has the offensive rebound. Or are they going to call a jump ball? They're going to call a jump ball, and it will be Solemn Springs basketball on the possession arrow. Well, this game is getting a little rough. I don't think there was a foul. It was just a hard play by both teams. And it will be Solemn Springs basketball on the alternating possession with 3:47 left in the game. Again, a 10-point lead for the Bombers. Tyler Pettit will check back into the game for Solemn Springs, replacing Marquand Sorrells. The official wiping up a little perspiration off the court before we get started back up. And we're back underway as Perkins takes the inbound pass from right, and we'll walk it into the front court. Perkins' pass is knocked away, stolen by Talon Benton. He's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Will not go, but he draws contact and will head back to the free throw line. Talon Benton will go to the line for a pair with 3:37 left to play in the game. That foul is on Spencer Lashley, his third personal foul, team foul number 8 against Solemn Springs. So Talon Benton heads back to the free throw line, where so far he's 0-1 with 9 points. First shot for Benton here is good. So he's now in double figures. Mountain Home has 3 players in double figures in scoring. David Waymire leading the way with 21. Benton's second free throw, good. He now has 11, 2 of 2 on that trip. 57-45, Bombers leading it. Here is Pettit to the front court, throws it to Perkins, up top to Flores now. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Benton once again. Mountain Home back the other way, finding Bashir's going into the lane for the layup. Too strong, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Pettit. Back comes Solemn Springs. Here is Wright into the front court, throws it to Perkins. Up top to Pettit. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball will go out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball with 3:11 left to play. Baylor Cresselius checking in for Mountain Home, replacing David Waymire. And for Solemn Springs, Marquand Sorrells will head back to the court as Tyler Pettit will head to the bench. Also for Solemn Springs, Sam Everett will check back into the game, replacing Thad Wright. Peters takes an inbound pass, brings it into the front court to break the press. He dribbles to the right wing, loses the handle of the ball. Well, actually, they're going to say it was last touched by the Panthers. It will be Mountain Home basketball on the far sideline, right in front of their own bench, with 3:05 left to play. 12-point lead for the Bombers. Bashir's inbounds it to Peters, who's going into the lane. Now he's going to kick it back out to Bashir's on the wing, up top to Benton. Benton will dribble toward the left side. Now he's hanging toward the free throw line, kicks out to Peters on the right wing. Peters going to dribble up toward the top, gives it to Bashir's. Back over to Peters. Peters dribbling into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Colton Peters now with 9 points. 59-45. Back the other way. Three-pointer by Solemn Springs was no good. Flores got the offensive rebound. He couldn't get the follow to go. And this time Mountain Home comes away at the board. Benton quickly into the front court for the Bombers. Finds Peters on the right side. Up top to Bashir's. Back to Benton. Once again, the ball goes to Peters, and he is fouled and will head to the line for the 1-1 opportunity. That foul's on Spencer Lashley.
Hi, I'm Bobby Edwards, creator of the fabulous Squatty Potty. My mom was struggling with regular bowel movements.
Hello?
When her doctor recommended she squat when going number two.
It's true.
So we designed the Squatty Potty. It puts you in a perfect squat, aligns the colon, and makes elimination easier.
It's like unkinking your garden hose.
The Squatty Potty really works. It has millions of users, and it's only $25.
And that's super cheap. Plus, save 20% when you go to squattypotty.com/bob.
So, get your butt to squattypotty.com today.
Get ready to door bust. Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday door busters are here. This Friday through Wednesday, you can shop insane pre-Black Friday deals on the brands you want most. Come early for door busters like an LG 4K TV, Xbox One, Samsung Galaxy phone, and Beats by Dre headphones for crazy low weekly payments. But you better hurry before the best door busters are gone. Only at Rent-A-Center. Big brands, small payments. Rental purchase lease transaction. Participating locations only. See manager for details.
The Art Diagnostics and Surgical Procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, as Mountain Homes basketball coming out of the timeout, they lead 59-48 after that three-pointer by Evan Sauer. Here is Peters into the front court. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the game. Throws up top to Bashirs. Bashirs dribbles towards the right side, gives up there to Benton. Benton will dribble toward the top. Now back to the wing he goes. Throws up top to Peters to avoid the double team. Peters is about to be trapped. Now he tries to throw it to Cresselius. He couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. And Salem Springs will get back on the turnover. 1:38 left to play in the game. It is an 11-point lead for the Bombers. 59-48 is the score. Here is Sauer into the front court. Gives it over on the right side to Stewart. He drills towards the top. Back to Sauer. Sauer will dribble toward the top, throwing it to Vachon. Back over to Stewart. Now ball goes to, they tried to throw it to Wakefield. Ball was knocked out of bounds by Mountain Home. Good defense there. And it will be Salem Springs basketball under their own basket. 1:24 left to play in the game. Again, 59-48, Mountain Home on top. Norberg will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. And his pass was knocked away, but it is Vachon able to keep possession. He loses his footing, but now Silent Springs has it. Here is Norberg pulling up for the three-pointer in the left corner. Good. Jackson Norberg with 6 points. Silent Springs takes another timeout. We'll take it with him. 1:16 left to play in the game. Mountain Home on top, 59-51. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
Well, both teams with one full timeout left, no 30s. 1:16 left to play in this game. It is going to be Mountain Home basketball as they lead 59-51. Silent Springs took the three, took the timeout right after that three by Jackson Norberg. He has 6 points, and Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass. He gets in to Cresselius. Tries to throw it to Benton. Pass was well out of his reach. It goes out of bounds. And Silent Springs uses that press perfectly as they'll inbound it on their side of the court. That took 3 seconds off the clock. Again, it's an 8-point lead for the Bombers. 59-51 is the score. Norberg will inbound it to Wakefield. His pass to Stewart was well over his head. It goes out of bounds. And Mountain Home will get back on the turnover with 1:11 left. Bashirs will inbound it on the far sideline in front of the Salem Springs bench. He will get it into Cruz. Over to Benton as Salem Springs going with that zone press. He throws it to Bashirs. Now to Cresselius in the front court. Crisilius loses the handle. The ball stolen by Sauer. Back comes Thomas Springs. He throws it into the front court to Vachon. His layup no good, but draws contact and will head back to he'll head to the free throw line. That foul is on Talon Benton. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number six against the Bombers. 57.3 seconds left as it will be Drew Vachon at the free throw line for the two-shot opportunity. Vachon, a 5'11 sophomore. Vachon's first free throw is up. Good. If he hits this next one, it will be a two-possession game once again. David Waymire checking into the game, replacing Baylor Crisilius. That was Vachon's first point of the night. Second free throw for Vachon. No good. Rebound controlled by Waymire. And so it remains a three-possession game. He throws it to Peters. I mean, to Benton, that is. His pass to I couldn't tell if he was trying to throw it to Waymire or Cruz, but it was but Solomon Springs tried to steal it. They couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. Mountain Home got a break on that one. So it will be a Bomber basketball on the far sideline. The crowd once had to be Mountain Home basketball, but it was clearly off Solomon Springs. Ben takes the inbound pass, throws it into the front court to Peters. He has it on the left side. 44 seconds left to play. Up top to Cruz now. Cruz going towards the paint. Now kicks it out to Bashir's on the right side. He's being double teamed. Now he starts to dribble. Finds Cruz. Cruz going into the lane for a layup. No good. So he and the rebound comes to Wakefield. Back comes Solomon Springs. And a cross-court pass to Sauer. He couldn't handle it. Pass was well wide of him. It goes out of bounds. And Mountain Home will get back on the turnover. Kind of an ugly sequence of events there. Benton takes the inbound pass. Gives it back to Bashir's. Over to Cruz. And he's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Jacob Wakefield. And Wakefield is done. Jacob Wakefield fouls out of this game. He will head to the bench with 7 points. It's his fifth personal foul. Team foul number 10 against Solomon Springs, so it will be a double bonus opportunity. Luke Cruz will head to the free throw line for two. Wakefield will head to the bench as he is replaced by Spencer Lashley. Luke Cruz at the free throw line. He's got 11 points so far. Make it 12 as he hits his first free throw. He is now 4 of 5 from the charity stripe. 20.2 seconds left as Cruz hits one more free throw. He now has 13. It is a 9-point lead. Back quickly comes Silent Springs. And Sauer almost lost the handle of the ball, but he was able to give it to Spencer Lashley, who pulls up for the jumper in the paint. Good. And Solomon Springs quickly takes the timeout. We'll take it with him. 13.7 seconds left to play. Mountain Home up 61-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the locker room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, ASICS, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the locker room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
Well, Solomon Springs takes their final timeout of the game after that layup by Spencer Lashley. It's still a three-possession game. Mountain Home up 61-54 with 13.7 seconds left in the contest. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass. He gets it into Peters. And, well, actually, I take that back. Mountain Home's going to take a timeout to avoid a five-second call, I guess. They're going to take their final timeout. We'll take it with them. 13.7 seconds left. Mountain Home leads 61-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Benton takes the inbound pass. It took a few seconds off the clock, but he's finally fouled by Evan Sauer. Mountain Home already in the double bonus, so it's a two-shot opportunity for Talon Benton. He gets the first one here. He now has 12 points. There's 9.4 seconds left. Benton with one more free throw. Good. Make it 13 for Benton. 63-54, Mountain Home leading it. Back quickly comes Vashon. He will throw it to Norberg. Up top to Sauer. He's going to pull up for the long three. Misses everything. Offensive rebound for Wakefield. He gets the basket to go, but it is all for naught as Mountain Home will come away with the 7-point victory. That was, again, that was Spencer Lashley. He finishes with 13 points. Mountain Home comes away with the victory. We will come back and start the RVS Bank postgame show in just a moment. Our final score, Mountain Home defeating Salem Springs tonight, 63-56. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At the Home Depot, we take pros seriously, and we take care of business together. With the brand names pros trust, we'll set you up for success and put the best savings on the shelves, like the Makita Lithium Ion 7-Tool Cordless Kit, a special buy at $399, the lowest price of the year. Now's the time to load up and get everything you need for your next big job. Pro Black Friday, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid November 13th through 29th. Available in-store and online while supplies last.
Stuff, we've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey,